God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus said something that is extremely important in this text. He is not interested in the size of your faith. Some of you say, oh, I don't have big enough faith. You don't need big enough faith. I think you're over-exaggerating your importance. You see, you thought that basketball was a game for big people, but I call your attention to Spud Webb, who used to play basketball, and he was about 5 foot nothing, and he'd play with the biggest of them. That is not to suggest that there were not times when he would be intimidated by the 6 foot sixes and the 7 foot people, but it didn't stop him from playing his game. You can't be intimidated by the devil telling you that you can't make it unless somebody else steps in. I don't know if you get this, but I've been saying the same thing for weeks and weeks. When are you going to learn that God is trying to separate you from the umbilical cord of human intervention and get you to the place where you totally trust God, even if it means that the thing that you have will be lost to you? But if you trust him, you know what he replaces that with will be greater than what you had at less expense. But I gotta get you to the place where you trust him enough to have him cut off that cord. See, when you were a baby inside of mama, you were connected by umbilical cord. And not only did the umbilical cord bring you life, it also carried away your waste. When you eliminated waste, it went out with mama's waste. And that, hence we have the metaphor of cutting the umbilical cord. And the ceremonial cutting of the cord is the doctor saying, you're strong enough now. You've been carried to term. And so I can cut that cord. And now the rest of your body will just begin to take over. And now you're also responsible for your own waste. Are you with me? Oh, yes, yes. You might need somebody to change you for a while, but you're responsible for your own elimination. At some point in your Christian evolution, you got to be responsible for your own decisions, for your own life. You got to be responsible for the consequences of your decisions and stop depending on somebody else to help you when you made a mistake. God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That isn't falling down before a statue. That's not putting people in the place of God to do things for you that he needs to be doing. I understand if we go over to Hebrews 11, I will show you what I'm talking about. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says here, verse 11, Hebrews 11:11 says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Listen, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now we understand that the writer is writing to us from the past tense based on a preponderance of the historical evidence. But we know from Scripture that when she heard about the promise, she laughed out of unbelief because she did not think it was possible for God to enable her to give birth. She counted Abraham's dead body and her barren womb as the final authority. But when Jesus came down and announced that she would have a child by this time in so many months, she laughed at the impossibility. But now here in Hebrews, it says that she judged him faithful who had promised, and eventually she received strength to conceive and have a baby at her old age. My brothers and sisters, I call your attention to the fact that she judged him faithful who had promised. Are you in the economic position you're in because you made a move without getting a promise from God? Did you ever do something in your life and then hold a person accountable for giving you the advice to do it? If someone says, I think you ought to buy that car, I think you should buy it, and you go out and buy it and then can't pay for it and say, well, I bought it because you told me to buy it. And if you did that, then I can understand that you are now looking to that person to help you with it. But if God told you to do something, he can strip everybody else away from you. And if it means, this is how my faith works, if it means that you have to wake up every month and find it in an envelope in the back of a desk drawer, provided by the sovereign will of God. If God told you something, according to Isaiah 55, his word will not come back empty, but he is going to meet that need. But if God is not meeting that need, if a person is meeting that need, then God hasn't told you to do it. Now, I know what's going on in your mind right now. Right now, I know you're sitting there saying, well, what about Elijah? God told Elijah, get up and leave Cherith and go to Zarephath because I've provided a woman to sustain you. See, God provided somebody to sustain his prophet. Keep reading the story. It said that when he reached that woman, he asked her for water. On her way to get the water, he asked for an English muffin. When she said, if I make one muffin, I'm going to make it for my son and I. We're going to eat it and die. He said, no, you're not going to die. Make the muffin. And when you obey and make the muffin, God is going to see to it that you never run out. My brothers and sisters, I suggest to you that the woman did not take care of Elijah, but God sent Elijah to increase the woman's faith. And when her faith was increased, she had more than she needed. Don't you ever think that God will make you dependent on a human when he is sitting on the throne of your heart. When I started writing papers for my classes, and I had never been exposed to APA papers before, and I would write these papers to the best of my ability, and the instructor would want it in APA form. I didn't know what the Sam Hill APA was. But Denise did. And so every time I'd write a paper, I'd send it to Denise. She'd edit it, look at it, grade it, proofread it, and send it back to me with yellow markings and red markings. And she's very gentle because she knew I was her employer. And so she'd send it back. And she sent it back, and I did this, and I did that, and I'd rewrite that paper, and I'd get an A. I started looking. I said, whoa, this is pretty good. And so she would send the paper back with the corrections, and she knew what the APA style was. I had gotten lazy. I was just writing it and sending it to Denise. I was writing it and sending it to Denise. My whole undergrad degree was her auditing my papers. Well, now in this new area, Denise came to me a couple weeks ago. She said, you must not be writing papers because I haven't had to do anything. I said, well, you showed me what to do. And now I can do it. So now when I send it, it's 95% in the proper way. She's just looking now for grammatical things. Are you watching? Are you hearing? God says at a certain time, your faith should be at this level. And people only need to encourage your faith. They don't need to step in and do it for you. They need to just say, all right, you know what God did before. I'm just going to give you a word of encouragement. I'm just going to tell you, you can handle this. See, too many of us, we live our lives based on the input of others. That I'm not going to make it if they don't get up and say amen. But I don't need them to say amen anymore. When I first started preaching, I needed the amen. Go ahead, preach, Bishop. I don't need it anymore because now I know I'm not preaching theory that needs the validation of my audience. I'm preaching success from my experience. When I tell you that he's a healer, it's because I've been sick. When I tell you that he's a provider, it's because he's provided. Because now I know God for who he is, not what you tell me he is. Brother, one of my sons came to me the other day, and we were talking about his life and some things he was going through. And he said to me, I said, son, how you doing? He said, I'm having a Joseph experience. I said, oh, great. I said, that means you're going to be second in command. He looked at me. I said, what's the problem? What's the problem? He said, I'm just listening to what you told me. He said, you said the way to determine where your gods are when you need money. Who do you go to? I didn't even know I said it. I'm so prolific, I don't even know what I said. I was like, whoa, what? He said, yeah. He said, and I believe that. He said, the person that you lean towards when you need money, that's your God. I was like, whoa, that sounded pretty darn good. We ought to coin that bad boy. Figure out a way to make that work in the media. Whoever you lean to when you need money, that's where your faith is. And I thought about that the rest of the day. And I said, wow. I said, Lord, in light of faith, look what that man did. He went to the disciples first. And listen carefully. He had faith when he went to the disciples. But they let him down. So that by the time he got to Jesus, his faith wavered. Had he gone to Jesus first. See, we have this habit of going to the preacher. Oh, if I can just talk with pastor. Oh, if I can just get a hold of pastor. Oh, if I can just sit with pastor. And God is sitting over here saying, what am I, chopped liver? All pastor's going to do is tell you exactly what he's telling you on Sunday. He can't go from what he's preaching because then he'll slip into humanism. If he tells you to look to Jesus on Sunday, then he's going to tell you to look to Jesus on Thursday at 3 o'clock. If he tells you to look to Jesus on Wednesday, then he's going to tell you to look to Jesus on Monday at 1 p.m. In other words, he can't separate the master from the message. Where is your faith? This is why the man vacillated. This is why the man said, I believe, but help my unbelief. I'm in a quandary. I'm in a position where I believe God. I would never suggest to you that you don't believe God. But because we're Westerners, we believe God with the proviso that somebody else will be used of God. How do you know God is not using you to help me? What arrogance. How do you know I'm not just doing it because I pity you? And God does not get any glory out of pity. And that's why you're not going anywhere else. You're right there at human pity. No new job. No end to the assistance. Nothing's working. Because you've connected yourself to a limited person instead of a limitless God.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.